Unit 70 です。When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted, experienced, enclosed, defeated. 正解は A の deserted です。
When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted.
Deserted はその場所に人がいない。人気がないという意味です。では、この例文2つに分けて練習してみましょう。まずは、When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m. When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m.When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., when Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., when Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m.
次に、It was completely deserted. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
It was completely deserted. It was completely deserted. It was completely deserted. It was completely deserted. It was completely deserted.
次に、投資で5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted. When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted.When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted. When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted.When Mr. McGuinness arrived at the office at 9:30 p.m., it was completely deserted.
Deserted が使われている例文もう一つ用意しました。聞いてみましょう。
Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street.
On a deserted street, 人気のない通りという意味です。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street.Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street.Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street. Try not to use an ATM at night or on a deserted street.
Deserted には人が去った、見捨てられたという意味もあります。この意味では abandoned と同義語になります。 例文聞いてみましょう。
Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant.
A deserted warehouse. もう使われなくなった倉庫という意味です。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant. Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant. Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant.Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant. Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant. Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant.Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant. Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant. Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant.Mr. Conran converted a deserted warehouse into a restaurant.
デザートは動詞で去る、見捨てる、放棄するという意味があります。それで名詞では砂漠という意味になります。名詞と動詞スペルが同じなんですけれども、アクセントの位置が変わります。動詞の場合はデザート、後ろが強いんですけれども、名詞の場合はデザート、前が強いです。砂漠という意味の場合は、前が強い。デザートになるということを覚えておいてください。ちなみに、食後のデザートはスペルが違います。S が2つ入ります。で、アクセントは後ろにあります。デザート、デザート。次は、動詞のデザートが入った例文を聞いてください。
Property investors are deserting London due to high prices.
Deserting London で、ロンドンを離れているという意味になります。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Property investors are deserting London due to high prices. Property investors are deserting London due to high prices.Property investors are deserting London due to high prices. Property investors are deserting London due to high prices. Property investors are deserting London due to high prices.Property investors are deserting London due to high prices. Property investors are deserting London due to high prices. Property investors are deserting London due to high prices.Property investors are deserting London due to high prices. Property investors are deserting London due to high prices.
Experienced 経験豊かな、経験を積んだという意味になります。
Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law.
An experienced lawyer で経験豊富な弁護士という意味になります。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law. Ms. Booth is an experienced lawyer who specializes in corporate law.
Enclosed は同封されたという意味です。元になっている動詞は enclose です。
Please complete the enclosed questionnaire and return it in the envelope provided.
The enclosed questionnaire 同封されている questionnaire アンケートという意味です。TOEIC のパート7で使われるビジネスレターの中で enclosed よく出てきます。ではこの例文2つに分けて練習してみましょう。まずは Please complete the enclosed questionnaire。 この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Please complete the enclosed questionnaire. Please complete the enclosed questionnaire. Please complete the enclosed questionnaire.Please complete the enclosed questionnaire. Please complete the enclosed questionnaire.
次に and return it in the envelope provided. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
And return it in the envelope provided. And return it in the envelope provided.And return it in the envelope provided. And return it in the envelope provided. And return it in the envelope provided.
最後に投資で5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Please complete the enclosed questionnaire and return it in the envelope provided.Please complete the enclosed questionnaire and return it in the envelope provided. Please complete the enclosed questionnaire and return it in the envelope provided. Please complete the enclosed questionnaire and return it in the envelope provided.Please complete the enclosed questionnaire and return it in the envelope provided.
Defeated は動詞 defeat の過去分詞です。Defeat は負かす、覆す、否決するという意味を持つ動詞です。例文聞いてみましょう。
The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225.
Narrowly defeated で僅差で否決されたという意味です。ではこの例文10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225. The proposal was narrowly defeated, 230 votes to 225.
新TOEICの急所です。このユニットでは動詞の ED 形を扱いました。動詞の ED 形は形容詞の働きをします。このユニットで見た deserted や experienced は形容詞として辞書に載っています。で、動詞の ED 形が形容詞として使われる場合、2つのタイプがあります。1つは受動態の意味を持つもの。enclosed envelope って言ったら、enclose されている封筒っていう意味になりますよね。もう一つは完了の意味を表すものです。An experienced lawyer って言ったらもうすでに経験を多く積んでいるというような完了の意味が出ます。ED 形が形容詞として使われる場合、この2つのパターンがあるということを覚えておいてください。以上、Unit 70でした。